My name is Howard Clement. I had the privilege of participating in the March on Washington, August 28, 1963. There were seven people separating my body from Martin Luther King as he mounted the platform to give his I Have a Dream speech. And that was a thrill. Just sent thrills through my being. I was the only representative from North Carolina Mutual in Durham that participated in the March on Washington. And of course, that caused me great concern. The next morning, I got up and dictated a letter to Mr. Spaulding, A.T. Spaulding, who was my boss, signed my paycheck, and questioned why wasn't he there? Why weren't other officials from North Carolina Mutual at the march? And Mr. Spaulding, he was very unhappy with my letter. And that sort of sealed my fate at North Carolina Mutual. And I remember telling Mr. Goodlow, who followed Mr. Spaulding as president, I said, "Mr. Goodlow, I'm not leaving this company. You're going to fire me." And, of course, I had to add a phrase that I wish I hadn't. I said, "I dare you." Then I pointed my finger at him. He said, "Who are you pointing your finger at?" I said, "Who does it look like, Mr. Goodlow?" You know, experience is a wonderful teacher. And see, my father was involved in civil rights. He was a state president of the South Carolina branch of the NAACP. He was a state president for years. But a lot of my colleagues, employees, not having the benefit of that kind of experience, it was just a matter of course. You'd be frightened too if you didn't have the kind of background and training that I had, and through the leadership of my father in particular, that gave me strength and wisdom, yes, to do what we had to do. But I was determined that I was not going to allow them to dictate my conduct. You know? And as long as I felt that what I was doing was right on principle, I was going to adhere to what I had set out to do. And while I never achieved a growing status at North Carolina Mutual, in my mind, I had nothing to apologize for.